The game is 6. I'm seeing 5.5s out there with the Browns favored. The total has moved between 44 and 44.5 all day long. You got something strong in this game?
I don't. I mean, I think it's a horrible spot for Cincinnati, but I'm not really anxious to be betting Cleveland minus a 6-point spread here. What I would lean with is the under, even though the over's taking a little bit of money today. I just think Cincinnati be conservative in their game plan, first road start, short week for Burrow, and I just don't trust Baker Mayfield to be consistent. So under 44.5 would be my lean.
Who has more upside? Not between the quarterbacks, but between the teams. Who do you have more hope for that they could push towards, you know, 6, 7, or 8 wins?
I think no doubt Cleveland. Talent's there. I mean, when you look at the wide receiver core, two legit running backs, one of the better defensive ends in the entire NFL. I think from a roster aspect, it's Cleveland. But I mean, I'll answer the quarterback question too. I think it's Joe Burrow. I mean, if you're asking me who I'd rather have for the next 5 years, give me Joe Burrow over Baker Mayfield any day of the week.
All right, let's get into the college football slate with Brad Powers, bradpowerssports.com. We're still in a situation where teams have played a game, opponent has not played a game, so let's talk a couple of games right out of the gates. Wake and NC State. NC State is laying 2. What did you wean from Wake and Clemson?
Well, I kind of came away impressed with Wake. I mean, if you followed along the previous two meetings, I mean, they rolled over and died against Clemson. It was not the case in the second half against the Tigers, and I didn't expect much from Wake, but the fact that they only lost, and I put in quotations, only lost by 24 to Clemson, I actually upgraded the Demon Deacons. The fact that they got a game under their belt, NC State's been dealing with limited practice time due to COVID stoppages, I would lean with the Demon Deacons here.
Will Central Florida make the relatively short trip from Orlando to Atlanta and kick the crap out of Georgia Tech? Yellow Jackets pulled the upset last week on Florida State. In this spot, UCF is laying 7.5.
Yeah, I'll take the hook with the underdog here, just the game under their belt, and I thought they dominated Florida State everywhere but the scoreboard, just some missed opportunities to put some extra points on the board. That should have been a double-digit victory for Georgia Tech. So slight lean on the Yellow Jackets. Probably prefer the under. I think their defense is legit, and it's tough betting unders in UCF games just because they push the tempo, but I'm not sure that they're going to be completely in sync as far as limited practice time with their offense. So under and the dog for me.
Total 63. Boston College, yeah. New coach, Duke. I like this quarterback. Transfer from Clemson, big guy. He can move a little bit. Duke hung for much of the game against Notre Dame. The Blue Devils laying 6.
Yeah, it's too pricey. I expected to be betting Duke this week. I too, was impressed with what I saw from the Blue Devils. And I know a lot of people were down on Notre Dame's performance. I took the opposite approach. I was more high on Duke because I watched that game last year between Duke and Notre Dame, and Duke didn't belong on the field. They belonged on the field last Saturday, and I was impressed with both sides of the football, particularly at quarterback. Chase Price, the Clemson transfer, looked pretty good for me. Boston College, brand new coach, limited practice time. They have a brand new transfer quarterback from Notre Dame, Phil Jurkovec. 6 is just too much for me. I thought the line would be 3 or 4, and I'd be playing it with Duke.
Early big game in the ACC. Miami has some high hopes with De'Ara King. I want to get your read on what you saw against UAB. I thought they did what they needed to do to win the game. King could run the ball, really didn't throw that effectively. High-powered Louisville offense laying 2.5 at home against the Canes.
Look at Steve Cofield, college football expert, watching all the game tapes on these games. Yeah, I saw the same thing you did. I mean, there were some plays that, if you looked at Miami quarterbacks the last 3-4 years, that those plays wouldn't have been made on a couple third longs that De'Ara King was able to scramble for a first down, keep drives alive. I mean, I was relatively impressed against an okay Conference USA team, one of the better Conference USA teams, I should say. Same thing with Louisville. I thought they dominated Western Kentucky more than the final. Western Kentucky team, along with UAB, the two best teams in Conference USA. Very evenly matched game we have here between the Canes and the Cardinals. I think it's the best game that we've had in college football the first 3 weeks of the season. All the money's coming in on Louisville. If it goes to 3, I will lean with Miami. But right now, 2.5, I don't have a bet.